This is a Little Empire podcast. Visit us at littleempirepodcast.com and on Instagram at Little Empire Podcasts.
Thank you so much to our sponsors, bigpipe.co.nz, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's January now, baby.
And you know what that, you know what a lot of people do around this time of year? Chris Parker?
They make goals and they achieve those goals.
Yeah, and there's another thing they might do.
Move house, Eli?
Correctamundo. Oh, what an awful word. But that is something people do. Like, especially students, they might be going into a new flat for the year.
New flat mates.
Do you know on Big Pipe, they have an app which has lots of wicked features. One of the wicked coolest features is that you can just change your address in the app by just a press of a button.
That's brilliant, because it's actually such a hassle changing internet when you're moving flats and stuff, and it takes ages, and then you've got like weeks where you don't have any internet, and you can't live without the internet.
You can't live with the internet. That's what allows you to access this podcast, and the best way to access this podcast is using Big Pipe as your ISP.
We couldn't live without you, Big Pipe.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
Five, four, three, two, one.
For all the acquaintance be forgot
and
for all acquaintance be forgot.
I can't believe, I mean, last episode of you've listened, we were talking about another traditional song with the gay slur, and now
Auld Lang Syne. Hashtag boycott Auld Lang Syne.
Do not sing. I mean, it is the new year, so you've probably already sung it if you were going to, but erase it from your memory and don't do it in 2018.
Just stand in silence.
You know what old acquaintance I'm forgetting? The song Auld Lang Syne. Out with the old.
And with the new Lang Syne.
Yeah, and this is how New Lang Syne goes. Oh, new acquaintance, not forgot.
And put it round the tree. Oh, I've given up there.
Put it round the tree.
Oh. I don't know. What is that song even about anyway? No one knows.
Auld Lang Syne is a Latin term meaning an old.
Is this real?
An old eye belonging to someone with the surname Lang.
Yep, this is. I've been absolutely played.
Yeah. Convincing, though. Yeah,
no, I mean, convincing I'm the whole furious. Way through. Don't. Fake news is all around.
It is. Don't click links. They might look like exciting news, but.
Fake news.
Tell you what, Donald Trump's still going to be president.
In this year that we live in, 2017. Yeah. How do you feel, Eli?
You know, I think it's going to be a doozy.
Yeah?
I often have better years when my age is even and the year is odd, which is this year. I'm 28 and it's 2017.
Whoa.
And I got a good feeling. How are you feeling after that burp?
I tried to sneak it away quietly.
You drew your chin back into your neck like you were trying to suck it back up.
First goal of the year, stop burping in public. How do I feel? Well, I always, my age, I was born in 1990, so it's always, if it's like 2017, I'll be turning 27. So it always syncs up like that.
Yeah.
How do I feel about this year? Same old, really, isn't it? 27's a cool age. 27 club.
27 club. You could die this year and be remembered forever. I mean, hopefully not.
Yeah. I don't know. It'd be a pretty fun legacy to be part of.
Yeah. But would you?
I wouldn't give it up for the beautiful, privileged life that I live.
Yeah, there's lots of great things in your future.
Yeah, lots of things to be happy for. So, welcome to this New Year's edition of The Male Gaze. It's 2017 and we're doing things differently this year.
Yeah, we're both straight now.
We're both straight now.
We made a resolution to
straighten it up.
Yeah, and have happy nuclear families.
So mainly, the main focus of this podcast will be talking about straight issues. So things like movies, unrepresented characters in films, music and stuff that are straight.
Yeah. Just like straight rights.
I was watching this program called Transparent the other day and there were no straight characters in it.
Oh, and don't you hate that?
Don't you hate that?
There are straight characters in Transparent. What about her ex-husband the son?
I was just trying to think of like the queer show I know.
Yeah, in fact, actually, I don't think there's any in the core cast. There's no gay men. There's transgender woman, bisexual woman.
Yeah, and is there a lesbian storyline between Sarah and the terrible interior designer
Tammy?
Gosh, oh my gosh, stinks. When I love though, we were like watching that, being like, is she bad at interior design or is she good at interior design? And then like we saw it, I was like, oh no, she's bad.
Are you up to date?
No, mate.
Oh, there's also a horrible story. So now, when Gabby Hoffman's character is dating this professor who hate.
Yeah, freaky deaky.
She's freaky deaky, and she's just a predator.
Yeah,
she's a predator.
Oh, I love Gabby Hoffman.
She's great, eh?
Yeah,
love her and everything she does. Shall we do the fact of the gate? The first one of the year.
The first fact of the 2017.
Yeah,
the gay. They didn't have gay in that title. you go first.
Okay, I just thought I would do a quick run through. Remember 2016? It happened.
Barely knew it.
Bunch of people came out of the closet. I found a list on advocate.com. 42 notables who busted out of the closet this year. Shall we run through some of them?
Yes, please.
One of them is Lauren Jarugui from the band Fifth Harmony. She, I don't know if you follow Fifth Harmony, she was kind of the lead singer when they were on X Factor. And then afterwards, she kind of got shunted to the side a little bit.
Was she the one? Does she kind of look...
She looks like she likes horses.
Oh, yeah.
But she's
draws like gothic sort of fairies in her diary.
Definitely. She came out as bisexual this year.
Good on her.
Oh, last year. And congrats to her. Who else? There's some good ones in here. Tim Dormer, who won Australian Big Brother. He's the guy with the blonde curly hair. Do you remember him?
No.
Okay, well,
Big Brother. I only watched like the very first one with Big Brother Uncut.
Oh, love Big Brother Uncut.
Greta
Colleen, she hosted it. She does stand-up comedy now.
Wicked.
Yeah. I just remember there being a montage on Big Brother Uncut. I feel like I may have talked about this on this podcast already, of the guys getting morning wood, and it was just like a montage of like guys waking up trying to hide their boners.
This is the best television I've ever watched.
Yes.
I remember, watching Big Brother Uncut, like quite, I'd be like, I'm going to go to bed now, / go up to my upstairs TV and watch Big Brother Uncut.
Oh, upstairs TV? Fancy.
Yeah, we were living a pretty nice life.
It was great. They just filmed them like in the shower, right?
Yeah, it's so weird.
Oh, awful. Here's a big one from this year. A huge fan of the way this guy looks. Colton Haynes from Teen Wolf. Do you know Colton Haynes?
Ooh, don't know him, but he looks like sort of, he's big, isn't he? Big guy. Very
buff.
Blonde hair, nice tan skin, good eyes. I think he'll not have a hard time.
No, I think he's going to have a real party. Colton Haynes, if you don't, I follow him on Instagram, and the funny thing that happened this year. So he's on Teen Wolf and Arrow on TV, he went to the Britney Spears concert, and she brought him up on stage, and she didn't recognize him, obviously, because number one, he's like, he's not like A-list, but also number two, Britney Spears wouldn't recognize like most celebrities she lives on another planet.
Yeah.
But she's like, what's your name? And he's like, Colton. She's like, give it up for Colton, everybody. Good video.
Oh, I'm going to definitely watch that.
Yeah.
Is that when he came out? I would love to come out on stage by Britney Spears.
It's pretty soon afterwards. And he is also like, since he's come out, his Instagram's got so gay, and I love it.
Right.
I don't really know if this counts as coming out. Kristen Stewart, for the first time this year, publicly acknowledged that she had a girlfriend in an interview.
That's awesome.
That she's super in love with her. I really like Kristen Stewart. I think she's great.
She's a pretty cool actress. Everyone's like, oh, she's so sullen. And then everyone's like, no, she's actually a very intriguing actress.
Yeah. Yeah, I like her. Amanda Stenberg, who plays Rue in The Hunger Games, came out as bisexual. Clea DuVall, this is a good one. Do you remember her from like all the 90s movies? Clea DuVall, she's in But I'm a Cheerleader. She's in a whole bunch of other movies.
Her name is so similar to Cruella De Vil.
Yeah, it is.
That when I read it, I was like, oh, she played Cruella De Vil. But no, that's just her name, Clea DuVall.
Clea DuVall, 90s teen.
It's a very like sort of interesting. Was there a big one? I mean,
Fifth Harmony one is quite
pretty
big.
Get for the LGBTQI.
Kristen Stewart's quite big.
That's she's mega star. Stephanie, but we already knew about her a little bit.
Stephanie Beatrice, who plays, who's in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. She plays the real tough one.
Aww.
She came out as bi this year. Last year, 2016. Love her so much. Also, Lily Wachowski. That's a pretty big one.
Oh.
Of the Wachowski, formerly the Wachowski brothers, and now the Wachowski sisters, because they've both transitioned. Came out as trans. Smithers on The Simpsons.
Yeah, Smithers.
Came out
that
this
was,
year.
That was, I'm so glad they finally addressed that.
Yeah, that was a goodie. And look, that's, oh no, here's one more, because I love this woman. Aubrey Plaza came out as bisexual this year. She said in an interview, she was like, "Oh, girls and boys are attracted to me, and I'm attracted to them too."
Nice. Yeah. I felt like there was a big sports star this year as well. I can't really remember though. Remember when Tom Daly came out? That was just, that was a great day.
I'm trying to do a Tom Daly ab routine every day at the moment.
Are you?
It hurts.
He's got amazing abs.
He's got incredible abs. And I'm going to catch up eventually.
Here's my fact of the gay.
Yeah.
There's a language called Polari. P-O-L-A-R-I.
Oh, I know about this.
The secret language of the gays.
Yeah.
I mean, we still use a lot of this language today. Words like shade, tea, kiki. But those felt like predominantly like American. Like within like the Paris is Burning kind of like from that film.
Totally.
But it's like there's this like Brit. Well, when, you know, having sex with a member of the same sex was illegal in England, they had this like kind of secret language.
Yeah.
Words like camp, butch, trade, all these sort of words came in and they sort of used those to kind of communicate with each other and talk about sort of sexual preferences and stuff. It's sort of like kind of like Cockney rhyming slang and stuff like this. But there's, what have we got here? Chicken, a young guy. Dolly Ecaf, pretty face. Ecaf, face.
Dish comes from Polari.
Yeah, Polari, that's how you'd say it, eh?
We did it.
Basket, the bulge of male's genitals through clothing.
Whoa.
Which I really like.
Sexy.
Basket.
Oh, I'm looking at another list as well at the same time because I've studied this before. Fantabulosa, meaning wonderful.
Fantabulosa. I've definitely said fantabulosis or fantabulosa once and like was shocked by the fact that I said it. It's a very sparkly word, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely not. That's not a secret code you're using when you use the word fantabulosa. You're just being as gay, outwardly gay as possible.
Fantabulosa. Should we get fantabulosa? Yeah, let's get crazy. Yeah, so that's pretty cool. It's a little secret language. But we don't really need these languages anymore, hopefully, because we can just be as out and as proud as we like, right?
I hope so.
Yeah.
So I was in a production of Importance Being Earnest, where it was set in like a secret gay bar in England.
Yes.
And so we learned some Polari phrases to like yell across at each other in that play, but I can't remember any of
Did you yell fantabulosa?
Definitely, Stephen Butterworth, who was in the play, definitely used the word fantabulosa at one point.
Gorgeous.
He was great. He played, what's the name? Is it Lady Bucknell? Oh,
Lady Bracknell.
Lady Bracknell. He played Lady Bracknell.
It's amazing. So, it's 2017, and the theme for this podcast is just New Year's resolutions. Eli and I are going to be working with each other to help create. Better us's for 2017.
Better selves and better each
other's.
Are
you a big believer in New Year's resolutions, Eli?
Chris? Yes.
You're big on it.
100%. I think it's really important because this year, every time around New Year's, it just does feel like you're kind of resetting yourself. And why not put into words some of the things you want to achieve that year?
Because I'm a little bit of the belief that you should just do it the next day. Like, just start tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or start today. So, like, I signed up for, like, a personal trainer at the gym because I want to feel stronger next
year. Chris was late for this recording because he was having a PT session.
And I was like, I'm just going to start in December. Why not? Like,
That's good.
Going away on holiday. I'm going to eat a lot of bad food over Christmas or whatever. But, like, at least I'm putting it, like, I'm not going to, like, otherwise I'm just going to, like, disgrace my body over the next few weeks. And I was like, well, I should be a bit more conscious of it.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's definitely one for me for next year. I want to feel stronger. But it doesn't necessarily have to look stronger. I just want to feel stronger.
That's good. That's nice.
Thank you. And I could feel emotionally feel stronger as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Love it.
I don't want to be weak.
Nice. Nice.
Though weakness is strong.
Yeah.
You know, when people cry or whatever, I think that's really strong.
I would like to be more generous this year.
Oh,
I want to give. I am not. Gift giving is not one of my languages of love.
So you want to give more gifts?
Or when I give gifts, I want to make them more personalized.
I know.
So when I got my New Zealand Secret Santa, which for international listeners, there's this thing in New Zealand that New Zealand Post does to try and revive the medium of posting things, called New Zealand Secret Santa, where you get assigned someone's Twitter profile.
I should have done it this year.
You should. It was fun. You read their tweets and you work out a present for them and then you send it to them. And I did mine like so last minute. I printed her a card and I sent
some Whittaker's chocolate.
No. I got her specific things relating to her tweets, but I then got sent mine, which had like a really long personal message in the card, lots of jokes in it, and all the jokes were like, by the way, I saw you're a comedian, so you can use this joke if you want. And I was like, that's so nice. And what they'd made me a big old jar of homemade salted Nutella.
Is that Nutella with salt in it?
But they didn't just stir salt into some Nutella, which I did think when I read that. I was like, did you spoon some Nutella into a different jar? And because it's got, you can see the little bits of hazelnut in it. So they've obviously like ground up hazelnuts and stuff.
They've made their own Nutella, essentially.
Yeah, Nutella. It's delicious. They've made their own Nutella.
So they've made their own Nutella.
Yeah, and it's delicious. And then I saw like... people around me got theirs as well, and just like these cards with like really detailed stuff, and I never do cards, and I
you can put more thoughts into your gifts.
Yeah, I'd like to, and enjoy the process of shopping for a gift as well, because the idea of buying a present for me is like, it just fills me with dread.
I mean, your gifts just drive me, they give me a lot of anxiety. Like buying gifts and giving gifts and receiving gifts. It's just a weird thing.
It's super weird. You get so many things that you don't really want.
When you're younger, there's lots that you want as a kid. Like there's lots of toys and stuff, and you know, people are advertising stuff at you all the time. So you're always like got your eye on at least one toy. But when you're older, you're like, I don't know, like more of the same. I don't know.
Yeah, and you're trying to, like, I'm more and more trying to like minimize the amount of stuff that I have as well. And then it's like this time of year, you just get a whole bunch more that you then have to find a place for or get rid of.
Get rid of. Cut. Get that I throw out. Cards out.
How long do you hold on to them for?
A week max, and then they're in the bin.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
I'm just like, I'm sorry, I can't hold on to this.
Yeah, I can't either.
Unless it's like an important card.
Mm.
But apart from that.
But even then, it loses its importance. Like, it has to be pretty important to keep for years and years and years.
My mum kept all the cards from when I was born.
Oh, wow.
They're pretty cool, because you're like, You see who your true friends are.
Yeah. I've got one card / letter from like my 21st from one of my best friends, Emma, with it, which has a mixed CD with it.
That's dope.
Which I sometimes read. And that is nice one to hold on to.
Just to check back in, eh?
But I am going for kind of Swedish minimalism in my new room.
Kinfolk dream.
Yeah, I'm wanting to kind of rush through this podcast a little because I got a present for myself, which is a new kind of like wood coat rack. And then there's plywood boxes that I'm going to use to put my
shoes
in.
Where did you get all this from?
It's from a shop in Sydenham, Christchurch, that has a store on Trade Me. And I don't know what it's called, but a huge shout out to them. And please use them if you want.
Did it all arrive today?
Oh. Like just moments before I left the door to record this podcast.
Damn it! Because there's all your stuff kind of like on the floor, like you don't have storage system sorted out yet.
No, I've got drawers, but they're kind of crammed up with stuff.
Right.
And then most of my shirts and jackets are in the boot of my car with the coat hanger still in them.
Amazing. Good that you left. I love leaving the coat hangers in my clothes when I take them off my clothing rack.
But I bought with this coat hanger, I bought new coat hangers, and they're all copper, and they look and I bought 15. They look stunning. And I bought 15 because I'm like, I don't need more than 15 things hung up.
What?
And I'm like, if it doesn't make my top 15, I'm taking it to the clothing bin.
So you're only gonna own 15 clothes?
Well, no, because you don't have pants up. So I'm gonna also buy some small drawers, pants, undies, gym clothes.
So 15 on the top.
T-shirts and shirts.
15 all up. You're a madman.
But I'm not going to include jackets on there just yet, because I'm gonna vacuum pack my winter clothes. Because if you're an international listener, you might not know it's gorgeous, sunny summer here in New Zealand.
Lovely.
Yeah, we're really
doing
blessed.
This podcast with our feet in the water at the beach. The waves are lapping up.
We've got pina coladas in our hands.
And a kiwi barbecue on the back.
Yeah, so you might hear a little bit of sizzling.
What else? Any other? So one of mine, so yours is going to be more generous.
Yeah, and more generous. See, it doesn't
You've got to get specific in the wording.
So yeah, it doesn't mean more gift giving. Okay. But it means that I would like to put thought into
Accurate generosity.
So not I don't need to give a million gifts this year, but I want it like multiple times. Give specific gifts to people that are not necessarily expected, and I want to put real thought into them.
Ooh. Have a brainstorm.
Yeah. So I might, because it's so, I love that in birthdays, and I'm like, I don't expect any presents from anyone. But then this year, like, my friend Laura got me an inflatable unicorn to ride on in the pool. And I'm going to take the gayest Instagrams on it ever.
Oh, you're going to get so many likes off that picture.
I know.
If anything, she's just funding your social media brand.
She is. Thank you to Laura and her boyfriend Ryan, who also contributed to that present.
Oh, that's so nice. I've noticed that your Instagram's taken up a notch now that you've got a new camera.
Yeah.
It's sort of like the quality of the Instagram is getting much, much better.
They are getting higher, and I'm looking forward to going to Thailand very shortly.
Amazing.
Get ready, guys. My Instagram game is going to go up huge. I also did my first sponsored Instagram post.
Oh, what?
Someone paid me money, Zing Toys, to shoot this bow and arrow. And the product rules.
Really?
Yeah, I can highly recommend it.
I remember that post, and I liked it. Oh, my God, I bought into it.
Yeah.
I actually own that bow and arrow now. I went out and bought one immediately.
So how's it going for you?
Well, I'm furious that I've been got by you.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop following you immediately. Everyone stop following Eli Matheson's Instagram, because he's only just trying to sell you stuff.
And literally, brands are clamoring to get some of my Instagram.
Like, everyone's like, give me. I want a bit of that Eli dollar. So feel stronger, accurate generosity. How many resolutions do you give yourself? One to three. I'm going to give... feel stronger. I think I want to be better with time management, which is always nice. One, isn't it? But so I should be more specific, but I'm just so bad at leaving things to the last minute or running late places. Oh, no, I've got a good one.
Okay.
I'm going to get my restricted license this
year. Oh, Chris.
Yeah.
That's a really good one.
Because I'm going to Christchurch for a wee while. And for some reason, I've set it in my mind that I have to sit my restricted test there.
Do it.
And I'm going to be there for a long time. So, perfect time to get it.
And those flat roads, easy to do the test on. Although, I failed my...
How's that burp, Eli?
Okay, we both burp.
We're human.
We're not perfect. I failed my restricted once, but then my full... four times in Christchurch.
Ooh.
Four beautiful times. One time I ran a red light. One time I was late. Another time I was driving. I'd finished the whole test and passed. And then on the way back to the testing station, I didn't give way to someone I was meant to give way to.
And that was that.
And that was it.
Oh, God.
It was like
God.
The last minutes of the test.
And now I'm nervous.
When I finally passed it, I had a huge stomach bug. I'd been vomiting and shitting my guts out all day. And then I just went into the test. And I think because I was so docile and calm, just really drove well that day.
Wow. Okay, another resolution for you, Eli.
I would like to spend more time at home and enjoy time at home.
Ooh, heard
I'm it. Often out a lot doing gigs. Or
you're gonna spend all your time at home thinking of presents to give people. 2017 is looking pretty for Eli.
It's looking really nice. No, but it's not. I think it's just more that, like, often if I have a night or even a morning at home and I'm not doing anything, I get quite antsy about the fact that I'm at home, and I'm like, oh, I should be doing something. And I think I'm just gonna try and be more relaxed. And when I'm at home, just be like, you know what, Eli, you can just watch a movie right now.
It's your feeding life. Into your life. Yeah. You're taking control of your own life and not feeling bad about spending a bit of time on old Matthewson.
Yeah, that's me.
And I guess my last one would be to be a better listener.
Mmm. Nice.
Yeah. So just listen better.
That's great.
Sorry?
That's going to help. Our podcast game is going to step up when you finally listen to like just at least one thing I say.
No, but I'm all, you know, when you've got your phone or you're at a party and it's very loud or whatever, and I'm like, if there's something going on the side of the room, I can't help but look at it. Like, I'm just going to know what it is. Like, I'm kind of a drama magnet.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to know where.
I'm like a drama magnet. Like, drama just comes to me.
Flinging at me. No, I'm the other end of the magnet. So I'm like magnetized to drama. Like, I want to see what's going on. And that always stops me from listening to people.
Nice.
Because I'm like a dog. I just get easily distracted.
Oh, great.
So I want to be more like a cat.
The phone thing is a good one as well. Like, I am constantly reminding myself, just like, leave it.
It's not going to feed
just leave
this
it.
Conversation that you're having with this person.
Nah. Okay, my last one. In 2017, I am going to cook 10 delicious meals for a group of people. 10 times this year, I am going to not just do like a functional dinner, but create a great meal for a group of people with maybe like a meal and dessert and a wine to match.
All right, I'm going to hold you to that.
Yeah.
Wine to match. I love that.
10 times.
You're going to become a regular Donna Hay, mate.
I am. That's achievable, eh? To do 10 meals? Yeah, I think so.
10 over a year, that's like under one a month.
Yeah.
When people do that, you're going to be like, I want to do 12, blah, blah, blah. They're like, yeah, so that's one a month. I'm like, oh, that sounds like too much work. I'm always like, when they boil it down that way.
Yeah. Do you think you achieved your goals for 2016?
I can't even remember what they were.
No, neither.
One year was to activate my sex life.
And how did that go?
I think I had a bit of sex that year.
Nice.
So it was activated. It was dormant for a long time. So I love my auntie's one year. It was like, drink more wine, see more birds.
Did she achieve it? I love that.
I think she was like, actually, I'm not into the wine thing, but she did donate a lot of time to New Zealand Bird and Forest.
Oh, beautiful. I've got an auntie who loves New Zealand birds as well.
Do you know what I didn't do this year? I was going to volunteer some of my time.
Oh, Chris.
And I didn't. I work for free a lot. but that's not... I wouldn't call that volunteering. Maybe I should tag that one over. So you've got three plus one that you didn't achieve last year.
I was going to go to America last year. That was one of my goals.
Didn't go.
Got to go this year, mate. Yeah, I've got to go.
Speaking of got to go, I'm going to piss myself. I'm busting to go to the toilet.
Hey, you absolutely can. This timer that we're using to time this podcast started late, so it's completely wrong. Anyway, I think we're good to go. And I think,
look, we've got to go because I've got to feel stronger. I've got to don't do that. I've got to. I've already forgotten what my resolutions were. I've got to feel stronger. I've got to listen better to people.
And your restricted license.
And get my restricted license.
And I have to cook 10 beautiful meals, inside. Give more generously, and enjoy time at home more.
Look, have a wee thing about your resolutions, male gay fans. We'd love to hear them. You could tweet them at us.
Maybe your resolution could be to go gay.
Yeah, give gay a go.
Give gay a go. And tweet us at the male gays how it goes.
This is how my day gay. Thanks so much for listening, and we can't wait to deliver more gorgeous gay treats for you this year.
Sumptuous.
Fabuloso.
Fabuloso, everybody.
I was going to say Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Fireworks. And thank you so much to BigPipe.co.nz, who still sponsor us even in this new beautiful year. Ugh.
It's a new year and Big Pipe are still around. Thanks, BigPipe.co.nz.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you're thirsty for another, why not try Boners of the Heart?
Opening scene, Ep 1, S1, Malcolm in the middle. They're shaving each other in the living room, in the kitchen.
That's fucking dope.
I mean, what a sex positive family.
So sick. I feel like they're both the kind of people who would like exercise and then not worry about showering before they like ate each other out. Al Bundy.